Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Priscilla Huff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised you, as I always do. I promise you who's going to be on the show, and almost every time they show up, like Priscilla has. Priscilla's a freelance writer. She specializes in small business owner issues. She specializes in entrepreneurship issues, especially the micropreneur world, the home-based business type of businesses, and especially for women. She's our good friend. Priscilla, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. It's great to be back with you. Priscilla, what's going on out there? When you as you ride and as you talk to people who are you know, working in the smaller section of the smaller sector of small business, what are you seeing out there?
Well, I'm seeing it's everyone's thinking of gifts these times. Not everybody has a lot of money, so you can be creative in your ways of expressing your thanks to customers and also be economic. And it lets customers know you're thinking about them, and it also reminds them about your services and products. So you can start out with the simple, generic, you know, good greeting cards. Everyone likes to say hi, good cards. So that's, you know, make sure you get your cards out to your best customers.
And you need to get those out early, don't you? Because you want that's a subtle way of while you're delivering them your holiday cheer, it's a subtle way of saying, hey, don't forget about me.
Right. And if you don't, and then you can also send an email greeting, you know, at the same time, along with maybe a discount that you are offering your loyal customers, and offer free shipping or something with online. With online orders or some other little token of your appreciation.
So obviously, if you send them a card, you don't want to include a discount in there because that would be a little tacky. But if you send them, but you can send them an email with and say, hey, you know, what about the language of the email or whatever, you know, a direct mail, whatever message, whatever method you use of getting your message to them. How important is the language that you use to write that?
Well, as you said, it's very important. You don't want to say, want you to buy. You want to say, in token of your appreciation for your faithfulness, just for my faithful customers. One appliance dealer, he has a special sale every Christmas, and he'll send out just for his customers, and he'll send out, come on in, come see what we have to offer, and I also have a little gift for you. So people know that you're selling, but they also like that you're also treating them with special consideration as faithful customers.
Well, and is it a good idea to say, print this out and bring it with you, and we'll give you a special gift?
That's a good idea.
Anything wrong with that?
No, people will take advantage. And I know a professional organizer who sends out snail mail postcards with organizing tips. And then she said, you know, so those kinds of things, people like the tips, but they also like maybe a discount appreciation because everyone's is on a tight budget for Christmas.
Right. Well, one thing, what about this language? What about saying, instead of saying, you know, we have, come by and see us, we have a discount for you, or we have a gift for you, whatever. Say, we know how busy you're going to be during the holidays. We want to be part of the solution. Let us help you with your holiday, whatever term you want to use. But in other words, make them believe, and of course you got to deliver on this, but make them believe in your message that you recognize, you feel their pain, so to speak, and you want to be part of the solution.
Right. We can help you with some gift selections, you know, find for that hard to find you know, the person who's always difficult to buy for, and less, you know, free consultation, that kind of thing that would make them say, ah, I can go there and get it all done.
And you know what I like? I like this language. If we don't have what you want, we'll help you find it.
That's customer need. Attention to customer need. People like to be treated special, or, you know, feel that you care.
Well, and they like to believe that if they that you can't be a friend to them. You can't be on their mind. You know, there's two kinds of, in my mind, there's two kinds of branding dings. You know, part of the word branding is a ding, right? And so
right.
Two things, there are two levels of branding. The one level is if they need what you have, they call you. They remember you. You're on the top of their mind. That's good. That's really good. We all need to
right.
try to get to that point. But the second level, and this is a higher level, is when whatever they need almost, you know, within reason. Obviously, if you're in the car battery business and they need a dress, they're not going to call you. But my point is if you're in the tire business or the battery business or the or whatever it is that you do, if there's something even remotely connected to that, they call you and say, who can help me with this? Now, if you can get your customers to do that, even though it takes some of your time, that's magic, isn't it?
Yes, providing the solutions for what they're seeking, and again, saving the time and money is always a winner.
One of the things that I love that happened once, I took my car in to get tires put on at a small business. My small business tire company guy takes care of us. And while it was in there, he noticed a leak in my radiator. He didn't even call me. He took the car to the radiator shop, got it fixed, because he knew it wasn't going to cost a lot, came back and put the $25 on my bill that he paid the radiator guy.
Wow.
When I got back, he just took care of it. Now, how
well,
about that?
Well, again, that's just fantastic. Going the extra mile, you know, the extra, that means that you care, and that is the way small and micro businesses can compete against the big guys. They don't have
right.
time to do this little extra attention, and it just shows you care, and you should as a business owner, because your customers are your lifeblood, plus they do often become your friends.
Right, absolutely. Well, they should be. Hey, Priscilla, what's your website, please?
PYHuff.com.
PYHuff.com. Quick break, right back with our good friend Priscilla Huff right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
On a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find our show in the live simulcast. The same show we do broadcast over North America on the radio goes around the world at the same time, within a millisecond of the same time, on the internet. You can listen live. You can also listen to the replay, the daily replay, and if you go to a couple of other little clicks, you'll find each one of our interviews all out, broken out for you and available to be podcasts. We allow you to do that, allow you to take fair use possession of our programs. So we hope you'll check that out. And we got thousands of those, by the way, thousands of podcast opportunities of shows we've collected all the way back to 1999. And don't forget, we got the articles, thousands of articles by me and my Brain Trust members, like our good friend Priscilla Huff, who's with us right now. And also, we got my newsletter, which you can subscribe to, which comes every Sunday by email. And also our blog, which we update every weekday. And don't forget AskJim.biz. That's our knowledge base, where you get small business answers now. And Priscilla Huff has some answers up there for you. She's contributed, and she's waiting on you there, so to speak. Priscilla, we're talking about some things that we need to do, some things to do in getting ready for the holidays. It's still not too late, is it?
Oh, no.
to kind of get geared up and to remind people about what's going on. And that's the beauty. Isn't that the beauty of technology? I mean, if you were going to mount a direct mail campaign right now, you better get busy, because you don't have much time to get the material purchased, get everything lined up, your mailing list, get the labels printed, et cetera, et cetera. But if you've created an effective email database, email list, you could send that out in about an hour from now, couldn't you?
Yes, you could. And I saw another website that says do something like the 12 days of Christmas, where you could send for new customers, where each day they receive a little, maybe a free report or a little tip, and it'll make them coming back to your site, or if you have a storefront, come into your store, something like that. So the repetition, so send something out like that.
So send them something every day.
Yeah.
But it's got to be really relative. It's got to be really something that means something to them. And if you do that, it's got to be like tiny, tiny, short, right? Because you don't want to annoy people.
No.
It's got to be funny. It's almost got. If you're going to do that, it's almost got to be something that's so compelling that they just can't wait to get the next one.
Right, something that you could do a little storyline or something, and that they can appreciate with a tip, and people don't have time to really to read much more. So
that takes a little creativity, though, and a little more time.
Right. Well,
so you might should have got started working on that in October, right?
that would help. Or again, if you have a home-based business, or if you have a little shop, you can have an open house and just have a party for all. Invite an open house. People just come in for coffee and tea and some goodies. You know, let them get to know you on a basis where they don't feel like they have to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, it is the holiday spirit and working with your community, your organization, whether it be a local food bank or toys for needy children. One woman has a decor business, and she helps decorate historic homes in her area as a donation, and then put out a press release about it because people see that you do care about your community.
And that's how to get some PR for your business.
Yes. You know, and you can maybe, you know, gather other people, other entrepreneurs, and work on one project together, maybe packages for our service persons or local. The local troops have come home. They need support as much as, you know, sometimes those overseas. So really, just there's a need out there, and you can help others with your business the altruistic way.
Well, and you know, I like the idea of the giving back thing. I think that's a wonderful thing. I've mentioned this earlier, I think this week, about what my grocery store does, especially this time of year, but other times I think as well. When I check out, they say, would you like to contribute a bag of groceries to a needy family? And they've got a bag of dry goods stacked up over there, bags of dry goods stacked up on a display, and you literally go and pick one up and take it over and put it on the counter, and for $5, I bet there's $20 worth of goods in there. For $5, it might not be 20, but it's more than $5 worth, but they, for $5, they'll deliver that to the families. And you just add it onto your bill. Well, you know, I mean, I would go there anyway, but that made me feel good about doing business with them.
Right, and they made it simple and easy for you to contribute to. It's an easy way for you to do that.
And I'll tell you something else. I think a good campaign is one where people can come by and participate, whether they buy anything or not.
One person has a Christmas tree outside a store, and you can buy, you know, a gift tag, and that gift tag will, you supply the child's needs, whether it be gloves or a toy or something like that.
Exactly.
You know, so you can put that right outside your store.
All good ideas. Priscilla, give us your website again, please.
PYHuff.com.
PYHuff.com. Check it out, folks. Priscilla, thank you for being here. Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you to you and all your listeners.
Good job, and we'll see you next time. Priscilla Huff, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, on the other side of these messages. Right back with Matt Cartwright. Stay with me.
Baby, I need you all of this day. Baby, stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.